It's 8:22. You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch, along with Tom Ackerman. And insurance companies are reacting to changes by the Biden administration, scaling back Medicare Advantage plans. That could impact seniors as they look to sign on to plans for the next year. At the same time, seniors could get a little relief thanks to changes that are expected to lower out-of-pocket costs for prescription drugs through Medicare. Joining us to talk about both, Axios reporter Maya Goldman. Maya, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So let's start off with the Medicare Advantage plans. What's happening with those? What are these companies reacting to?
Yeah, so the Biden administration made a small cut, about a 0.16% cut to Medicare Advantage insurers' base payments for 2025. They say that with different adjustments, plans are expected to have an increase in payment, but the base payment is being cut a bit. And there are some other policy changes around quality adjustments and things like that. And insurers are reacting to that. But the Biden administration says that they made these cuts and because Medicare Advantage insurers are overpaid relative to the traditional Medicare program, which is the broader Medicare that the federal government manages, and that it's affecting taxpayers overall.
So it looks like this is going to affect people just at the point when they're getting ready to sign up again this year. Who could this hurt the most?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a big change or potentially big changes. There are going to be some plans exiting markets, and so you might find that your Medicare plan no longer exists. And even if it does, you might see changes to your benefits. It's not quite clear yet. We have to crunch some numbers. There's a lot of data that needs to be looked at. So it's not quite clear exactly who will be affected the most. But the bottom line is that if you are a senior with Medicare, you need to check and make sure that that the plan that you're enrolled in is the best plan for you still.
What other options could there be for people if, you know, they can't find a plan that really works for them?
Well, seniors will still have a lot of choice. The average senior will have about 34 plans to choose from this year. So chances are you will be able to find something that fits your needs. It just might not be the plan that you're currently in.
So a little bit of adjustment there. Well, Maya, let's talk about the prescription drug coverage. This might be a little bit better news for people. What changes can seniors expect there?
Yeah, the big one is that the Inflation Reduction Act, which passed Congress a couple years ago, included a cap on out-of-pocket costs for prescription drug benefits for Medicare beneficiaries, and that goes into effect in 2025. So no matter which plan, which prescription drug plan you're in as a Medicare beneficiary, you will not pay more than $2,000 for the entire year for your prescription drug costs. And that's a really big deal. That's something that the Biden administration is definitely touting on the campaign trail and hopefully will bring a lot of relief to seniors.
I was going to say, for some seniors, that could be a significant amount of savings for them.
Yeah. About 1.5 million Medicare beneficiaries spent more than $2,000 on prescriptions in 2021. So a lot of people could see savings here.
Axios reporter Maya Goldman, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.